welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
Smiling faces and new places. Doug in Victoria with Kara at the controls. That sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it? Huh? That leaves a little visual imagination. Doug in Victoria with Kara at the controls. Do I need to say any more? You can figure it out. Actually, Victoria and Kara have been talking about what's going on in Brazil with all of the hoopla for the police at the airport saying, welcome to hell. Pretty much you can... You can let it roll downhill from there, wherever you'd like. And it's such a beautiful country. We've all those images of planes flying over, a statue overlooking Rio. What a shame that it's been allowed to get. But you know what it is? It's just, Victoria, an indication of how out of control the world is. The world is quickly spiraling out of control. There are, and I don't mean this to sound like the doomsdayer, because I think that the people can figure it out if they're given the proper tools. The problem is they're not given the proper tools. Education is sorely lacking in most areas, never mind third world countries. Look at how bad the educational system is in our country for most people.
Yeah.
And then you look at these places like the corruption. Man is having a hard time governing himself. And so as a result of that, plus there are too many people. We don't want to legislate, although the Chinese did, with a certain amount of success, whether you like their methodology or not, remains to be seen. I don't know that too many
weren't
people...
Weren't they leaving baby females, like, on mountaintops?
Well, not only that, they were encouraging abortions of female fetuses because they needed men to do the work. Now there's this whole culture in China of gay men, because they don't have women that are their age, who literally walk from town to town, city to city, like nomads trying to find work. It's one of those subtext, subculture things that nobody hears anything about. But what it does is underscore what I'm talking about with regard to the population of the world being out of control. And it's still, India is absurd.
Yeah.
And people who follow the credence of the texting, not text, but the literal translation of the Bible, and the Hasidic Jews who go off and have 8 or 10 kids, it's damned irresponsible. Now you can say, what an arrogant son of a bee that Stefan is for saying that. No, I'm just interested in your well-being, the well-being of my offspring, frankly, and the well-being of the rest of the world. It can't continue.
And back in the biblical days when you had 10 kids, you know, 4 of them probably died.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that doesn't happen anymore. So
we've done a great job with, although America falls into the 30th percentile of that. There are other countries do a much better job at in prenatal care, which is how you get to have better birth rates and healthier babies. I mean, we have in this country where we have, I was going to say obsession. Maybe there is a certain amount of obsession. Vaccines and what do they do? And do you have, is your child going to be one? The stats, I think we talked about this on the air last week. The 1 out of 2 babies has a problem that gets born in our country. There's some kind of a problem. And they become special needs kids. We have one student in Framingham, where I live in Massachusetts, cost the taxpayers $300,000 a year for this one child that was born out of the pregnancy of a mother who was a crack addict. And we, as a society, it's not that child's fault, although depending on your spiritual beliefs, we pick our parents and we choose where we want our soul to go and what lessons we want to learn. But this woman who was a crack addict, nobody knows who the father is. I mean, I know enough about this because I decided to ask some questions when it came up on town meeting floor. I'm a town meeting member. People are talking about this child and being, you know, pretty negative and nasty. It's not the child's fault, for God's sakes.
Right.
What the mother does with herself. But what do you do as a society member? What do we all do as a member of society about these sorts of things? The drug epidemic is out of control.
It How is. It really is, yeah.
I was watching an interview Dan Rather did with Willie Nelson. And they were kind of joking about Willie's use of pot and you know how much fun he has with people. He gets them to smoke up in his bus, and then he beats them at poker. You know, okay, that's swell, Willie. Thanks.
Who can really, except for Willie, who can really be an effective poker player when you're
right,
high?
When you're all exactly, when you're all doped up. He got $40,000 out of Woody Harrelson in a
nice.
Game on his bus. Jeez. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is we've got this kind of drug problem. Look at the prescription drug problem that we have. The drug companies are making feverishly more and more drugs to deal with more and more problems. Here's a new drug on the scene this week to affect women and their weight. This is specifically for women who are overweight. Well, if you start nosing around, you'll see the stats, which I began chatting about, but I think I'll bring them back to the surface here. There's a graph that's published that we ought to probably duplicate and put up on Twitter at Good Day Show and our other social media, I think, story mm-hmm. that you can find if you go to the Washington Post there, Victoria,
yeah.
about how much heavier women are and men in the last 50 years. The average man weighed 166 pounds in 1960. Average American woman, it sounds like the Guess Who. Know that song? American Woman.
Yes.
You know that song?
I know that song. Lenny Kravitz yeah. covered it.
There you go.
Well, that is true, but that is how I know that song.
Not well, but not certainly wasn't
no,
the Guess
right.
Who. But anyway, in 1960, average American woman weighed 140 pounds. The average American woman today weighs what the average American men weighed 50 years ago. Average American woman weighs 166 pounds. Average American man weighs 195 pounds.
Mm.
So, and this is fat. This is not muscle. There was some comparison. Well, look at what the Marines are doing. The Marine Corps made a change official over the weekend that female Marines will be allowed, and put that in quotation marks, allowed, hello, to weigh 5 to 7 pounds more for each inch of their height. So if you're 5'6", you can weigh 161 pounds. And if you're 5'9", you weigh 176 pounds. But that's muscle.
Right.
Those women are muscle. It's not. We're not talking about. Well, these women are in shape. They and weight means nothing when it's
right.
muscle. Doesn't mean a thing. What makes the difference is what the composition is of the weight. And so, anyway, the looking at this, and so the reason I kind of put this all into the fold is that this this drug that's supposed to help you. I mean, there are all kinds of supplements on the market to deal with weight. And waistline stuff and suppression of appetite, all those sorts of things. But then these drugs that are out that deal with it, some one of them anyway, maybe a couple of them that I saw, but at least one, if not two, of these drugs are extremely addictive. And the idea is you get into your system and it does whatever it does to help you burn energy, but it's like being on an upper. That's what we used to call them when I was a kid. What Judy Garland got addicted to, which he was filming Wizard of Oz, was basically an upper. And these uppers would give you, they'd hype you up, and you get addicted to them. So if you're losing weight, young women
want to
lose.
Stimulated, right?
Yeah,
it's like
that's
the
what
idea
it is.
Of having too much caffeine
it's
or.
Caffeine
I mean,
times
yeah.
9,000.
Right, right.
That's what it is. So, oh
that's
my
so
God.
Bad. All I'm thinking of is that's so bad for your heart and your blood
Awful.
Pressure. And,
yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
Okay.
Wasn't there a drug in the 80s that did the same thing that they outlawed?
Yeah.
Fenfen or something
yeah,
like Fenfen. That?
Yeah, Fenfen. Right. Yes,
right?
It was Fenfen. Yeah. It was then called A something else. It was they tried to kept trying to bring it back again. But it was Fenfen. P-H-E-N-F-E-N.
I remember all through the 90s.
Yeah.
I remember all through the 90s seeing TV commercials. If you took Fenfen, you can now sue them or whatever. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They put, you know, doctors give you all these new drugs because some, you know, some sales rep goes in and buys an expensive dinner or a car or whatever and says,
right.
oh, here's our new Fenfen.
Yep.
They pass it off onto all their patients. And back then, maybe it was 10 or 15 years later. Now it seems like 2 to 3 years later, after you've taken this drug, and this happens a lot with women's birth control pills of all different types.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, did you want to murder someone when you were on whatever?
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was one of them.
There's a class action lawsuit. You can
yep.
join.
I didn't do a class action lawsuit, but one of the pills that they were giving out where you got one period a year and everyone wanted to murder everyone, that was Yaz, it was. I was on that for 6 or 7 months. I thought I was going to kill everyone around me. And then they had a huge lawsuit 2 years later. If you were on Yaz and you went and you lost your mind, here you go, join the lawsuit. No one vets these drugs. I mean, it's, we're not guinea pigs, although they treat us like we are.
And I'm glad you
And that's just not females. That's just, you know, people. They do this to everybody. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of all the erectile dysfunction commercials. There's probably something wrong with those, too. Right? All these stupid commercials.
Me? What do you mean, right?
I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you specifically.
Me? I told
I'm sure
friend.
You have friends.
Yeah. Now, I actually tried one day, and this is, we'll cap this conversation with this. Reverence, it sort of makes it...
Yeah, speaking of healthy things.
The studio.
So silly. I took Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis all at the same time once.
What?
And just to try it and see what it made me feel like. And I could have gone to the moon without a rocket ship. That day.
Why would you take all three at once?
Just because I was being silly and I wanted it. It was like the day I went on the air and drank a bottle of beer. And I did it while I was on the
one
air.
One bottle of beer is different.
For me, no, it wasn't, because I get silly loopy when I have any alcohol. Well. Like, really loopy.
Well, so, you must have been loopy in a different way with all
three of those. Must have been a beautiful baby.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This enormous Kentucky native spent 7 years as one of Hulk Hogan's allies in the old WWF. With a horseshoe necklace and trademark overalls, he would squeeze his challengers into submission.
From Mud Lick, Kentucky, Hillbilly Jim.
So where is Hillbilly Jim Morse now? Hillbilly Jim actually recorded and sang his own wrestling introduction music. He played the House of Blues while hosting the Road to WrestleMania tours from 2004 to 2009. Since 2005, Jim's been hosting his own music and wrestling show called Moonshine Matinee. You can keep up with Jim at hillbillyjim.com. Now let's listen to a piece of his music.
Don't go messing with a country boy, a country boy, a country boy.
Hillbilly Jim Morse, a lyrical genius. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Dying wish honored, or a supreme waste of a perfectly good shovel head? If we had to explain, you wouldn't understand. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Bill Stanley's family purchased 3 burial plots next to the gravesite of Mr. Stanley's longtime wife. A huge hole was dug in the ground and filled with a 9-by-11-foot concrete tank. Inside a stout plexiglass box sat Bill astride his new 1967 Harley Davidson electric glide motorcycle, securely strapped down for Bill's ride into eternity. Dying wish honored, or a supreme waste of a perfectly good shovel head? Hey, if we had to explain, you wouldn't understand. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you have a bad dream last night? Well, in these difficult times, more and more people are suffering through the night. Fortunately, bad dreams, they're pretty easy to handle. Here's the social science of it. Researchers have found that 70% of all dreams are negative. They're typically the falling, chasing, failing, and of course appearing naked in public dreams. But it doesn't matter if it's a baby nightmare or a monster dream. Gets the adrenaline going and strikes fear. All dreams are harmless.
Good night all, and pleasant dreams.
What's the cheap psychological trick? To mitigate the fear after a bad dream, ask yourself one question. Was I hurt? Chances are the answer will be no. When you realize you're safe and secure, the pain of the dream is diminished. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.